They're totally useless, right? Like, the only thing that they do is bring joy, which I think is kind of wonderful. It's a little presumptuous of me to say that the work will bring joy, but if it does, that's great. But it really has no other function outside of just being present for the viewer to enjoy. I'm Tamara Wilson, and I'm an installation and painter from Fairbanks, Alaska. So a lot of my sort of formal background in arts was mostly painting, and then as it kind of developed over time, the painting sort of started taking over the space, creating the space. So then I started thinking less about the paintings themselves and more about people viewing the paintings or people being inside the space. And so then that kind of naturally turned into wanting to create almost like a three-dimensional painting for people to be in. So the installations came about because the paintings just weren't enough. So this is the backside of the slinky that will get put on this armature and then hung on the wall. So you can see the accordions kind of, it's like stretched out. And then when they're shipped, they are all condensed. So then that's when they're in like resting slink. And then when they're in the gallery, they're pulled out so that they're in more of their organic moving form. So this piece that you're seeing from the backside, it's called U-Turn. And the like nameplates say U-turn round and round. And so it's the necklace of the slinky, clearly, because every slinky needs a necklace, apparently. Yeah. And then coming out of the end of it is that expanding foam that's against the wall with more chain. It's kind of like its guts spilling out. So yeah, I mean, read into it what you might, but the nameplates kind of allude to why its contents are being spilled onto the floor. This right here is a frame, like a kind of classic oak frame, and it's going to go in this wall here. And so the people experiencing the installation that's going to be on the other side of the wall will be framed in this when they're inside it. So you will view them from the more traditional side of the gallery as if they were in the painting. It's very much a living space. The installation itself, that's kind of adjacent to the more traditional gallery space, is like set up like a living quarters. It has a bed, it has a television, a heat source, the radiator, a lot of house plants. And then on this side of the wall, on this side of the frame, are these like slinky pieces, and they are more like creatures, forms that might occupy that living room space. There is something that's kind of intriguing about looking into somebody else's space. And I guess that initially the inspiration for doing this like framed installation that the viewer can actually walk through the frame originally was just like, who are in these colossal portraits that you see in museums? Often like royalty or, I don't know, people that I don't relate to or know much about. And so the viewer being able to be in that frame themselves kind of elevates the viewer to be the portrait in a way.